I think we should be here. We should be very joyful. We should be happy. I hope everybody's here because they wanted to come and to hear something from the Word of God. They wanted to hear God speak. And what I'm going to be talking about today is God had not spoke to anyone for 400 years until he began to speak here in Luke. For 400 years, he'd been silent. That's a long time to be silent. But when he started speaking, did he ever speak? We're going to take a look at Luke chapter 1 before we begin begin the message. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Let's be thankful unto him. Father God in heaven, we are thankful to you, Father. We're thankful that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for our sins, that we don't have to pay that penalty. And Lord God, we're thankful that you have done that. We're thankful, Lord God, for the many, many blessings that you have given us, that you are giving us, and that you will give us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, as we come this morning, we also are thinking about those people that were in the tornadoes a couple of days ago. Father, all we can do from here is lift up prayer for them. So we pray, Lord God, for each family that's involved throughout all the tornadoes that have hit. Pray for those that have lost loved ones. Pray for those that are injured and recovering from injury, that they might recover completely. Father, we pray for so many of them that are homeless right now, don't have a home, don't have clothes. We're lifting them up to you, Father. Father, we know you hear our prayer. And we know that if you hear our prayer, you will answer that prayer. So, Father, supply them with whatever they need. Especially supply them with your word, Lord. And give them a hope, Father. Give them a hope that is sure. That hope is in Jesus Christ. We thank you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Luke, it starts out, and remember, I said God had not spoke to anyone, had not sent any prophets, had not put his word out in 400 years. So now we're going to see something here. It says, the birth of John the Baptist foretold, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which was from the beginning, were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. What Luke here, Dr. Luke was a physician. He was a companion of Paul's. He traveled with Paul a lot, and he was probably a very very smart man, and he was probably a Gentile, and he was writing to Gentiles, and he was saying here that he wanted to he listened to those that were eyewitnesses of the ministers of the word. And he says, and it seems good to me also, having perfect understanding of all things from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. Theophilus was probably a Roman official, probably a saved child of God, and was a Gentile. So he's writing unto Theophilus it says that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. And so here's God is beginning to speak. It says, was in those days of Herod, the king of the Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abab and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And we've heard about Zachariah and Elizabeth before, so we know that they were stricken in age, in I used to wonder why you would call it stricken in age until I got 80 or 79. And now I know why they call it stricken in age. They were stricken in age. In other words, they were old people, old folks. Okay? And they had no child. Because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Zacharias was a priest, and he had performed the priestly service in the temple. But this time, he had been chosen to burn the incense in the Holy of Holies. And this was something that very few priests got to do. There was probably, I think I read somewhere, there was probably 20,000 priests that throughout the Jewish country, 20,000 priests, and they would draw straws, so to speak. And I think that's exactly how it happened. And Zacharias drew the straw. He was very much honored that he would be able to burn incense in the temple. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. This is an angel of the Lord that was in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, with Zacharias as he was burning incense. I wonder if Zachariah thought, does this always happen? Because this would be the first time he ever done it. I'm sure he had talked with other priests maybe that had the honor to burn incense. But I wonder if he's thinking that. But right now he says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and feared him. Troubled and feared him. Most usually, whenever we see in the Bible where someone is facing an angel, they either their knees are weak or they drop. They're scared. And most usually the angel has to say, fear not. And that's exactly what he said. It says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Now, what prayer is that? Thy prayer is heard. Zacharias might be even thinking, which prayer was that? What prayer is it that I was praying that's going to be heard or has been heard? And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. That's the prayer. They had prayed for many, many years that Elizabeth would have a son. Now the angel of the Lord tells them, your prayer is heard. And Zechariah about had a heart attack. And let's just look and see what happened. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. There shall be joy and gladness. Listen, when we come to worship the Lord, there should be joy and gladness when we come to worship the Lord. Why? Because God has given everything to us possible. He's given us salvation. He's given us salvation. If we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have joy in our Lord because we have salvation, and Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins. And the writer talks about it. He says, shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And we're going to look at that. We're going to see that he was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, and to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This is what this son John is going to do. John's going to be a great man. And we will read about him quite a bit later on. And Zechariah said unto the angel, where shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. There we go again. It's well stricken. But well stricken in years. And the angel answered, said unto him, I am Gabriel, that standeth in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and show thee glad tidings. Now the angel let Zacharias know who he was. He's Gabriel, the angel of God that stands in the presence of God. That stands in the presence of God. Do you know that Satan used to stand in the presence of God? Satan was in what I guess you would be calling a heaven, in the presence of God. And he was the most glorious angel. He was so wonderful and glorious that he let pride knock him down, and he got thrown down to earth because of the sin of pride. But Gabriel stands in the presence of God. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife was stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel. I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. And I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words. When Zechariah heard the words, he doubted. He doubted. He says, this can't happen. Sometimes we try to put logic into something that God does, and we can't do that. See, nothing is impossible with God. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. And because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people that were waiting around, they were praying for Zacharias, and the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. He couldn't speak. So they perceived that he had seen a vision. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. So we talk a little bit about Zacharias. Let's talk about someone else here. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And this angel came into her and said, hail thou, thou art favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. The angel speaking to Mary. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Didn't say she was afraid. She was troubled. She was troubled. Remember, Mary was a very young lady. Some believe that she could be as young as 13, 14, 15. And we want to remember that at this very time, there was many young women in Jerusalem and around Jerusalem that was praying that they would be the mother of the Holy One. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Isn't that wonderful? That thou hast found favor with God. You know, if we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, and we try to honor him as we walk through life, we are finding favor with God because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. There shall be no end with his kingdom. This is something that the prophets have spoke about in 2 Samuel, I think it was. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also thy holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. How blessed she is. How blessed she was. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she shall also conceive a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. We want to remember that. With God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. This is God speaking to us now for the first time in 400 years. And after this, and Mary rose in those days and went unto the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist, in the womb of his mother, at 6 months' time, heard Mary speak, and he leaped in Elizabeth's womb. Don't tell me that you're not a baby, that you're not a child until you, what, breathe air? Listen, that son, John, was excited 3 months before he was born because of hearing Mary's salutation. And she spake out a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women. This is Elizabeth. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? That's what Elizabeth was saying to Mary. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. See, John is prepared to be the one that is going before Jesus Christ, preparing the people, getting the people ready to hear the Lord, to see the Messiah, to hear Jesus Christ. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations will call me blessed. And that's true. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things. And holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Let's just look at this verse 49. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Can we, as a child of God, as a person that has trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, can we say that very same thing? For he that is mighty has done great things to us. He's done great things to us. He saved our soul through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. That's not that the mercy don't mean that those that fear, that are scared of him, but that fear him in allness, that stand in allness of our God and our Lord and our Savior. And he has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them a low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her house. The Lord is speaking. God is speaking. He's telling, look, things are about to change. Excitement is here. The people that heard this had to be excited. It had to be excited. I want to look at the birth of John the Baptist. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbor and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias. They called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, no, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of the kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father. Remember, his father can't speak yet. And they made signs to his father, Zacharias, how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled. They marveled all. And look, his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosened, and he spake and praised God. Now this is Zacharias praising God. And fear came on all that dwell about them, and these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard him laid them up in their hearts, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, prophesying, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he spake by the mouth of the holy prophets, which had been since the world begun, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. Remember, God had spoke many times about Jesus coming, about Jesus coming. And now it's getting ready to happen. The oath which he swore to our fathers Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we be delivered out of the hand of our enemies and might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare the way, to give knowledge of salvation unto the people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high visited us, to give light to them that sat in darkness. Listen, there's people sitting in darkness today. There's people sitting in darkness today, and they have the light all around them, and they're sitting in darkness. They don't know about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're sitting in darkness. Maybe they have heard, but they're still sitting in darkness. They don't want to hear. They hadn't listened. To give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit that was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. That's John. I want us to think about something.
The Word of God tells us in Romans, and all have seen from the shoulders of the Word of God. All of us. That means all of us have sinned against God and fallen short of His glory. The Word of God tells us also that the wages of sin is death. Don't mean that physical death, but the wages of sin is spiritual death. Spiritual death. If there's one person here, if there's anyone here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I pray the Holy Spirit will pierce your heart. The wages of death, but in Romans 6:23, the wages of death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. be saved today, all you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart. All you have to do is say, I know that you are the Lord. I want you in my life. I have sinned against you. And I don't want to do that anymore. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth of confession is made unto salvation. If you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, take a look at Romans. Take a look at Romans, and it'll show you. It'll show you the way. What I've said back here will show you, will lead you in the right path to be able to be saved. What we've looked at today is God showing himself after being silent for 400 years, and God preparing the heart of John the Baptist so that he could go out ahead of Jesus and point the way to Jesus and point people, to get people prepared for the Messiah that is coming. We're in a season right now where we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, of the most wonderful thing that ever happened. And I think we're in a season right now where we are looking at, very possible, the return of Jesus Christ anytime. We're looking at the rapture. We're looking at the rapture of the church. Very possible. Very possible that we can live to see the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is when Jesus Christ comes down, but he don't touch it, don't touch earth. But he lifts up every true believer